Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Today we're going to do one of my favorite kind of shows. We're going to take an expression often heard in holistic medicine, in New Age medicine, in the medicine that a lot of people don't find fundamentally scientific, worth their trust, at least in the trenches when the going gets tough. What happens to holistic medicine? Too often it gives out, and it gives out because the claim, as always, is it's not really rooted in reality. Our culture is rooted in reality. We should be proud of that. That reality, of course, has nothing to do with God, because reality is science, and science and God don't mix. And, of course, that debate was settled about 500 years ago. So while you go to church on Sunday and pray, well, that's one day a week. The other 6 days a week, you're subject to the laws of science. You understand the paradox here? Well, if you can hang together with me for the next 60 minutes, this show today should give you a little bit of meat on your bone. In other words, enough science to really utilize some of these concepts you hear in holistic medicine so often that don't make a lot of sense in the end. We're going to change that. What am I talking about? The phrase, the infamous phrase that the body is electric, that the body is vibrational, that the body is an electromagnetic coherent sphere. The body's a bundle of energy. And that when you have a tumor, when you're in congestive heart failure, when you have low back pain, it's because the vibration is blocked. Of course, this isn't what you hear at Kaiser. This isn't what you hear at your medical doctor. This isn't really what you hear anywhere in the functional sense where it counts. I mean, face it. When was the last time you took the problems in your life, the ones that keep you up at night, to the test of, well, I'm a vibration, and if I can shift my vibration, my life will get better, my dreams will come true? When was the last time you approached that second mortgage on the house you tried to get when the banker told you no, as an issue of basically something that you could increase or improve your vibration in response to, so things would go your way? You see, when it counts, all this goes out the window, if you believe it at all. Well, I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to go on a journey with me today. We're going to start in the 50s. That's right, back in the 1950s, when it was all Wonder Bread and Tropicana orange juice and Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, post-World War II. And in the early 50s, we discovered that DNA, the DNA molecule, one of the great breakthroughs this last two centuries, Watson and Crick, not really on their own, discovered that DNA was a double helical structure. Now, I'm going to take that somewhere for you. We're going to start with the DNA today. And I have an article, as always, at the top. Click to view the full article. I hope you're on the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, straighttalk.cc, two T's. .cc. If you're driving, of course, when you get home, you know where to go. If you're at home, if you're listening in any place you can put on the computer, get to the site, straighttalk.cc. Top of the page, the discovery of the molecular structure of DNA. Click that article. Okay, you've clicked it. A scientific breakthrough, the discovery of the molecular structure of the DNA double helix. This is old hat today, but in the 50s, it was the stuff. Watson and Crick, Maurice Wilkins, Rosalind Frankel, Linus Pauling. Names you don't mention at breakfast or dinner, but you should. They changed the world. Now, we're going to take that and flip it on its head. Because, you see, in a sense, what they discovered and published in the 50s was understood many, many, many thousands of years earlier. It wasn't expressed in the same form. It wasn't expressed in the vernacular that we trust, the double-blind, placebo, no-holds-barred scientific study. It wasn't expressed in that way. But you'll see how it was expressed long before Watson and Crick. But let's start there in the 50s. What is DNA as you scroll down? There's a picture of Maurice Wilkins. He died in 2004. Watson's still alive there. He's on the left in the 50s. Young students at Oxford or Cambridge, I forget which. Probably both. Scroll down the page to where I parentheses some stuff. Rosalind Franklin, that was her name, shining X-rays on the DNA molecule to configure its structure. Found that the X-rays diffracted. In other words, the X-rays scattered a certain way. And when she did this, and you see photograph 51, I put it in parentheses, X-ray diffraction photo of DNA molecule structure B. This is not a little thing. This is a big thing. Now, in non-energetic, non-spiritual, non-alchemical, no room for God science, well, okay, DNA is a crystal. DNA diffracts X-rays. So what? We've got the structure. Let's keep studying. Leap to 2012, 2013. Angelina Jolie, on the basis of genetic testing, cuts her breasts off. Thank you, Watson and Crick. In the strict non-energetic lineage that we have started to understand the basic structure. And then in 2001, 2002, Venter et al. Mapped the human genome. We've come into the genetic age. Now, we could have gone another way. That's the point here. Linus Pauling could have shaken hands with Rosalind Franklin, could have shaken hands with Watson and Crick. Franklin should have gotten the Nobel Prize. She was as close as anybody. Wilkins did for other things. Pauling already had and then had another one, but that was for peace. He got two in his lifetime. Rosalind Franklin, she really got the screw there. She died in 1958. I think it was of cancer, not much longer. She had just as much a part of this as anybody. But at the time when Watson and Crick were sneaking into her office to glean things she knew that they didn't know, news struck. That, I put it in parentheses, when you shine X-rays on any kind of a crystal and some biological molecule such as DNA, the invisible rays bounce off the sample. The rays create complex patterns on photographic film. By looking at the patterns, it is possible to figure out important clues about the structures that make up the crystal. Done deal. You don't have to go further. We don't have to be scientists. You can go back to your jobs on Monday and just remember one thing. DNA is a crystal. Okay, so what? Is every structure in the body a crystal? No. Everything's made of atoms and electrons and protons and neutrons and molecules and larger molecular structures and primary, secondary, tertiary, quaternary, protein configurations. Everything's made of something molecular. But it doesn't have to be a crystal. What is it about a crystal? Why was it important for us to understand this? What did it mean? What were the implications of the crystalline structure of DNA? Well, we were already on the thing about crystals. So I want you to go to the other article. Click to view the full article on, I wrote in Crystal Clear. Just click that one up. There you go. Crystal Clear, the importance of the work of William and Lawrence Bragg to modern material science. You guys know why I love to do this kind of show. Just love to bring it up from the boondocks, stuff we overlook allow to collect dusk, forget about, push under the rug, and never really get the significance of. Look at those two guys. This obviously isn't 1990. It's obviously, and these guys are not metrosexuals. This is like 1900 or so. These guys won the Nobel Prizes in physics. These guys were true scientists back in the old days. The scientific legacy of the two Braggs impacting upon physics, chemistry, materials, life sciences, engineering, mathematics, and creating the field of crystallography. The Braggs were responsible for encouraging women into science. This is a father-son team, each of which, I believe, got the Nobel Prize at different times. Maybe wrong there. Definitely one of the two. Point. Lots of fathers hate their sons. Lots of sons hate their fathers. How was your Thanksgiving? These guys celebrated each other. Doesn't surprise me. Back then, when women were told, well, if you played basketball, your uterus and cervix were going to fall down your vaginal canal. You were going to prolapse all the way to the bottom. Doesn't surprise me that these guys encouraged women into science in the early 1900s. That's before women could vote. Doesn't surprise me these guys were into crystals. Don't you just love that? These guys had it going on. That's big. Crystals. DNA is a crystal, preceded by 35, 45, 50 years of people studying crystals in physics. What is it about a crystal? Well, here's the point. Crystals, by virtue of the fact that they're crystals, are piezoelectric. Go to picture number two. Picture number two, piezoelectric crystals. That's the word. P-I-E, pi, Z-O-E, electric, piezoelectric crystals. What does that mean? It means that a crystal, often, if not always, if it's hit with a ray, if it's hit with electricity, if it's hit with sound waves, the crystal will begin to vibrate. And that vibration, because of the crystalline lattice, in other words, the picture, the positions of the molecules in relationship to each other, will begin to sing. They will resonate. It's not like hitting hard, non-crystalline substances. Hard, non-crystalline substances are different than hard, crystalline substances. DNA is a crystalline substance. DNA is piezoelectric. Piezoelectric means if you hit the structure with a frequency sufficient, with a frequency that works for it, with a frequency that it will absorb, it will generate electricity. Do you understand that that puts the whole scope of modern-day chemistry on its head? It flips it upside down. It opened up what we call today the biophysical plane. It opened up the possibility that we can understand Jesus. How's that? The man in Jesus, not the God, but the man, the illuminated man, the saints, certainly. The saints were not God. They lived to their crucifixions in the spirit of Christ. They were committed. But can't we all agree? They were vibrational. They resonated. Or what was the halo doing on their heads? They may have been living out a piezoelectric existence. Their DNA may have been cultivated to another place, another level, another frequency.